Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're talking about Moses, and we're looking at chapter 11 of Hebrews, verses 24 to 26. They read, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward." So some focus on Moses here. The story of him growing up and then turning against that upbringing is recorded in Exodus chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe. Her attendants walking on the riverbank saw a basket, sent the slave girl to get it. She opened it, saw the baby. He was crying. She felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. So she wasn't confused about the origin. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go." The girl went, got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take the baby, nurse him for me, and I will pay you." The woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, verse 10, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. No ambiguity there. There's a definite change of, in a sense, identity from being the daughter of a Hebrew woman to being the daughter of an Egyptian woman, in fact, specifically the daughter the son, rather, of Pharaoh's daughter. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Then, verse 11, "One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were watching, and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Glancing this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand." Moses had every reason to not do that. He had every reason to not get involved, every reason not to choose the side of the Hebrew, a Hebrew slave, one of those unvalued and for to be associated with that would create a lot of stigma for him. He had wealth, he had treasures, he had a bright and secure future, so it would seem, with the people of Egypt, and yet he chose to align himself with the people, the Hebrew people. Indeed, of course, the people of God, and yet how much did Moses really know? Well, we aren't told all the details, but he knew something. It says in verse 26 or 25 that he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. Somehow, perhaps, he realized these were the people of God. The pleasures of sin, he realized, would be short. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ, perhaps better translated the Christ, in other words, Messiah's people, than of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. He was looking ahead to another reward. He realized somehow, perhaps educated by his mother as he was growing up, that the people of God had a future hope in the land of Canaan. Perhaps that's something he had already become convinced of. He was willing to endure stigma, rejection, persecution because of his faith. And that should be an inspiration to the disciples that are being written to in the book of Hebrews. They're tempted to go back and fit in, and yet they need to be distinctive because they're called to be the people of God. And we also, as followers of God, consistently face this temptation to fit into the world. And yet we need to remember that by faith, it's worth being mistreated for a short time, because long term, our reward will be so much better than anything this world has to offer. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 27. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is MCCX. You can also find us in iTunes. If you type in MCCX to the search bar and look under podcasts, there you'll find us. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.